This is a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast. This is Dubai Eye 103.8 live on location from COP27 in Sharm el Sheikh, Egypt. Powered by 3M. Science applied to life.
Let's talk COP if we can. Forget Beverly Hills COP. It's all about Sharm el Sheikh COP. The UAE Pavilion was a hub of activity during COP27. We're here now from some of the entities who were talking about what they are trying to highlight at the Climate Summit and how the UAE is planning to reach their net zero target. Let's start, if we may, with Dr. Radeya Al-Hashmi. She's the Managing Director for the Government Accelerator Centre, part of the Prime Minister's office here. As climate change and the move to net zero are the big talking points at COP27, we began by asking her, how can government and the Government Accelerator help with the UAE's targets of 2050?
Because of our unique methodology of really bringing together different stakeholders, we worked with a different government at UAE. We brought more than 140 different entities from private sector, from government. They worked over the course of 60 days. They brought in all the different initiatives, and in the end, after the 60 days, we got a climate roadmap 2050.
What kind of initiatives and programs did that include?
It had different sectors. There were a lot of list of initiatives on energy sector, on transport sector, environment, biodiversity. So there were different multi-sectorial, but it was really mapping out how can the government reach a net zero by 2050.
And how does this tie in with the whole of society approach that I know the accelerators are trying to promote?
So in our methodology, when we run a cohort, we always bring different stakeholders from the society, from the private sector. Sometimes we bring a student, sometimes we bring a doctor on the table to discuss with us the challenge that they are facing. Sometimes they have great ideas that we never thought about. So we bring that one also on the table.
So we hear from His Excellency Mohammed Al-Hamadi, Managing Director and Chief Executive Officer of the Emirates Nuclear Energy Corporation, or ENEC. Nuclear energy is a zero-emission clean energy source. So we asked His Excellency, why is it so important for you to be here?
So today, being here at the COP27, is a great opportunity to showcase what the UAE have succeeded in improving our emissions and also producing clean electricity and reliable electricity from the nuclear power plants at Baraka. And this has put the UAE in the forefront when it comes to having a cleaner emissions and cleaner electricity that we have in the UAE. If I could add one more point also, that the UAE today is being the leader in the Middle East to be able to operate nuclear power plants for the civilian purposes of making electricity. And we are the first in the Arab world to operate the power plants and be able to operate them and maintain them for the next 6 years. That the UAE will benefit from those power plants.
Now, one of the innovations here in the UAE that we marvel over is the Rain Enhancement Programme. The UAE Research Programme for Rain Enhancement Science announced a new cycle of research to further improve the technology. The programme is set to launch its fifth cycle on the sidelines of the 6th International Rain Enhancement Forum, 24th of January next year down in Abu Dhabi. Alia Al-Mazrui, Director of the Programme on Rain Enhancement Science for the NCM, the Met Office here in the UAE, explained why the Rain Enhancement Programme is so important.
Rain enhancement field is very important, especially in this period of time. As you know, with the climate change challenges, with the water security challenges, it's very important for us here to address these challenges through rainfall enhancement research and innovation. It's very important to push the boundaries of research and science and technologies, and this it has shown through studies that it's a cost-effective technique. It's a viable one, and comparing with other techniques such as desalinations and others, it's a really environmentally friendly and a cost-effective one that can really contribute to the water security issue effectively.
So we continue the conversation by asking, what are you hoping it will ultimately achieve?
So far, and during our past four cycles, $18 million was the fund on the research through 11 innovative projects. And we are still committed, and we have a very long-term strategy in this, in terms of the research, in terms of our commitment to push this more. And the very important point here is to position the UAE here as a global hub for rainfall enhancement in weather modification field. A global hub here in terms of the science and technology and finding state-of-the-art art techniques here. We're very keen to support scientists and weather modification experts to gather and to come up with solutions and sustainable solutions in this field.
Finally, UAE-based Blue Forest, world-leading mangrove conservation restoration project developer in the partnership with the IUCN, the International Union for Conservation of Nature, held a talk about mangroves and why they're essential in our fight against climate change. Vahid Fatouhi of Blue Forest explained about mangrove diplomacy.
Look, we all know that climate change is a global problem, and the only way we're going to resolve it is through by working collaboratively. Mangrove diplomacy is the UAE's initiative to forge partnerships through mangroves to fight climate change together.
And finally, we hear now from Ibrahim Zahabi, the Senior VP Climate and Sustainability of the ADNOC Group. He explained the calls to continue producing oil as the world will need it.
I believe we've all heard about that there is not a button, magic button you switch, you get everything. So energy, affordable energy security, low carbon, affordable energy security is a main thing on everything, on every tables in the whole world. So it takes time to invest, operate, and produce to ensure that the affordable, low carbon energy goes to all the customers across the world. We should invest to ensure that people have access to energy to start with. And by the way, you talked about SDGs. One of the SDGs is access to energy, regardless on that energy. We've heard in the whole COP about the 4 billion people that they need access to energy. So investment should be done there. We should have done that actually a couple of years ago to ensure again the operations of producing energy to masses around the world is there. But having said that, with the geopolitically what's going on in the world, we recognize that we should have done that earlier. So we need to invest more in infrastructure while at the same time, in parallel, we invest as well in renewables, we invest in nuclear, we invest in hydrogen, all goes hand in hand.
You've been listening to a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast. To enjoy lots more from Dubai Eye in the United Arab Emirates, just go to dubaieye1038.com or find them wherever you normally get your podcasts.